Today's date is April 8th, 2009. If you will state your name, age, and date of birth.
This is Bob Parker, Robert L. Parker. I'm 85, date of birth of July 16th, 1923.
Where were you born?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What hospital?
It was in Morningside.
And then your education, your elementary school?
I went to Barnard and then Wilson, and then moved to Culver Military Academy for my high school.
Oh, really? How did that come about?
My father said it was great to get that kind of discipline and to find out if you knew what you were being taught in school. I had a brother then, and he preceded me there. So we both went to Culver.
So you graduated high school then?
Yes, graduated high school there and went to the University of Texas.
Was that because your family was in Texas?
Two reasons. My father was very interested in engineering, petroleum engineering. There weren't many schools at that time that had petroleum engineering department. Texas did. The head of it was a friend of his that formerly ran Gulf Oil Company here in Tulsa. So there were connections there, and he just thought it'd be extra good for us to go there. He also told us we'd be studying with people we'd meet later in the oil industry. It'd be good to know them, since that was kind of a gathering of Houston and Dallas and Austin. Why, that was one of the other reasons.
And so that worked out for you.
Worked out real well.
You did meet people.
It did meet a lot of people that I still have as friends.
So then out of University of Texas, what happened to you?
Along comes World War II. We were given options to leave immediately to go overseas or to stay in school and go summer and winter and then go overseas. And that's the one I chose. During that time, they pretty much closed those universities. The fraternities were closed and football team was moved away. So you studied pretty hard there for a three-year graduation, and then I went straight overseas.
In what branch of the military?
I went in as infantry, ended up in quartermaster because of the engineering degree in petroleum and handled petroleum products over in Germany.
You spent most of your time in Germany?
Yes, all of my time was there. It was about a year after I went over there, I went to quartermaster from Army.
And then after the military service, what happened to you?
I was there 2 years in the total service, not all of it overseas. I came back here. I went immediately to work in the oil fields, moved to Brookhaven, Mississippi. Now, I came back to a wife I had married just prior to my going overseas. We were married in Texas. I immediately went overseas, and she stayed and taught school all the time I was there. When I came back, I picked her up, and away we go to live in the oil fields in Brookhaven, Mississippi.
And her name was?
Catherine McDaniel, Sissy.
Okay.
Sissy McDaniel.
How did you meet her?
At the University of Texas. Her senior year, we met. I didn't have any girlfriend. She didn't have any direct boyfriend. And we hit it off real well.
Then you raised a family?
Yes, we raised a family. First of all, her father was in the oil business. He was with Humble Pipeline, which was a very prominent company at that time. I admired him a lot, respected him a lot. We went to Mississippi. We spent a year there, moved to Midland, Texas. So we're working the oil fields there. And in Midland, Bobby, our son, was born to us. That was our first child. After a year out there, we moved to Tulsa, working in the safety department of the company. And this is where we had two more children, two daughters. Bob was the first one, Carol was the second one, and Debbie is the third one.
So then let's back up. How did the Parker family come to Oklahoma?
My father was from Illinois, his family was, Flat Rock, Illinois. He worked on the farm. He used horses to plow. He decided that wasn't much fun. At that time, there was some early day drilling in Illinois. Those people doing the drilling asked him if he wanted to make some money working on a drilling rig up there, old cable tool rig. He told him yes, and then he opted to jump into the oil business, followed it to Glen Pool. He came down to the Glen Pool boom and started his own company, which was basically water well drilling. That was the biggest need they had, was water wells. From Glen Pool, I could cover all the fields, but a million fields all of Oklahoma and Kansas and Texas. Gradually, he got into drilling, buying drilling rigs, cable tools, had a bunch of those, and finally to rotary and right on down the line.
Your mother's name?
Gladys Carolyn Parker, and she was from Illinois, too.
Somewhere along the line, then, he formed the Parker Drilling Company.
Right. In Oklahoma, they called it Parker Camel. They were drilling then over by Stroud and in that area in Bristow. He bought out Camel. He ended up at Parker Drilling Company. And that was cable tool, so I don't know how many rigs he had then.
Are there names in Glenpool that we would know that he was around? The Gettys had left already, I guess.
Yes, we knew all of them, but we didn't drill for them then. Gettys and Skellys and Sinclairs, we were all good friends. But the drilling was done by companies, most of whom you don't know of today.
So you had interaction, or your father did, with J. Paul Getty?
J. Paul, yes, I was with him a lot.
You were?
Yes, I was.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I was with my father many, many times, and with Bill Skelly, and with Sinclair, Jay Walker, you know, all the big names at that time in Tulsa. I got to be with him a lot. It was an experience.
I bet it was. What was J. Paul Getty like?
His son always had dogs. They would come to a drilling rig. They'd bring their dogs up on the floor of the drilling rig and look around the rig. Very nice, not real sociable, but nice people, treated us nice, and they lived a little different life than we lived. They were quite well-to-do.
By that time, yes.
By that time.
So then, at that point, you were drilling for them.
Yes, we were.
Your rigs were working for them.
Yes.
Yeah. Bill Skelly, what was his personality like?
Bill was one of those likable, big old blustery guys. Same thing of a lot of people that day, and Jay Walker was too. Dad was too. It was a generation of hard-working guys, did it themselves and didn't really give a damn about the rest of the world. I learned a lot from them there. I liked them. They treated me nice. I'd sit in meetings like out here at the fairgrounds, fair board. That's where they were most active. Man, you'd think they were all going to fight the way they would talk, but they were friends, they respected each other, and I just sat there and listened.
And you would have been what age about that time?
I was in my teenage.
And you were fortunate that your father brought you along.
Very much so.
To sit in on meetings like that.
Yeah, he was good to me. He sure was.
He obviously wanted you to learn from these people.
He just thought it'd be good for me to learn more about other people, and I did.